Hey everybody, it's Amanda. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us, or you can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.
A reading of Psalm 51. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you alone, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are justified in your sentence and blameless when you pass judgment. Indeed, I was born guilty, a sinner when my mother conceived me. You desire truth in the inward being. Therefore, teach me wisdom in my secret heart. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones that have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain in me a willing spirit. A reading from the book of Joel, from chapter 2. A day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness, like blackness spreads upon the mountains. A great and powerful army comes, their like has never been from of old, nor will there be again after them in ages to come. Yet even now, says the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. Rend your hearts and not your clothing. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love, who relents from punishing. So one of the things that this last year has given to me, I suppose it's a gift, but perhaps one that I'm not as grateful for as I should be, but one of the things the last year has given to me is clarity on my brokenness. Clarity about how much sin is present in my life, and clarity around the gap between me and who God wants me to be, the gap between the world and the world how God wants it to be. And because of the way that the last year has gone for us, I think that it is possible that many of us have had an experience where we have seen things more clearly, and we have seen ourselves more clearly. Maybe, like me, you have experienced a sense of the need for redemption that you have in your own heart and in your own life, and indeed redemption that the world needs as well. Now, as followers of Jesus, and I'm assuming most of you that are engaging in our service tonight are followers of Jesus, redemption is something that we know we need, but don't often find ourselves confronted as directly with. But the brokenness that has been on display over almost the past year or more, in fact, actually forever, but the redemption that we need has become so clear. And the redemption that we need, we know comes from God and from God alone, and we know that that redemption is something that God gives to us through Jesus Christ. And we know where that redemption comes, and that redemption comes to us on Easter. But the fact of the matter is that because we know we need redemption doesn't mean that we're always aware of just how much we need God's love. So perhaps on this Ash Wednesday, we can pause to reflect and remember just how much we need God's redemption. We've had a front and center reminder of what that is like for us in the past year, as I've said, but perhaps now we have an understanding of how much we need God's redemption. I know I have a better understanding of just how much I need God's redemption in my life. It's really easy to have a sense of the way in which those people over there need God. And it's really easy to know how much that they need God. As Jesus put it, it's very easy to see the speck in your neighbor's eye, but could you remove it more adeptly if you got the log out of your own eye? And the fact of the matter is that when we see ourselves for who we really are, we see that it's not just them over there that needs redemption. It's me right here who needs redemption. It's you right there who needs redemption. And the journey from Ash Wednesday to Easter reminds us of just that, that we are in need of God's redemption. One of the curses of being an American and a Christian is that oftentimes many of us don't feel the great needs that we have, especially those of us that find our way to Park Ridge Presbyterian Church or to Niles Community Church as our home churches. We know we have good lives. We know we have most of our needs, if not all of our needs, met, let alone our wants and desires. And when we have lives like that, so often we miss the reality that we still need redemption. Maybe on occasion we find ourselves confronted with our sin, the mistakes that we make. But perhaps in the last year, we have been confronted with the brokenness of ourselves and the brokenness of humanity in new ways, in illuminating ways, in ways that really get us a sense of how we need to move forward. And the gift of that is a better understanding of just how much we need God's love, just how much I need God's love, just how much you need God's love, and just how much this world needs God's love. Ordinarily, when we gather in person for Ash Wednesday, we have a moment to come forward to receive ashes on the forehead. When you come forward to get those ashes, you hear those words, "From dust you came, and dust you shall return." There's a sense in which there's a full circle nature of life that we celebrate in that moment, but yet also we know that when we return to dust, it's because we have been redeemed by God. That God has not held our sin against us, and that God indeed would bring us forgiveness as needed. Like it says in the psalmist, God wants to create in our hearts a clean heart. Create in us a clean heart, O God. And so tonight I invite you to ask God to once again show you the kind of clean heart that God wants for you, the kind of clean heart that God wants for me, and the kind of clean world that God wants for one and all. So as we make our way, as we find our steps forward, and especially as we go on the journey towards Easter, let us remember that we have been given a very clear sense of the way in which God needs to redeem us, God wants to redeem us, and God has redeemed us, because we are in need of redemption. And the good news is that God has redeemed us, and God has never, ever thought of loving us in any other way. Amen.
Hey, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms.